MC.
Manchester.
Thank you.
Turn that rubbish off. People like that should be drummed off the media.
What, squaw?
Drummed off the media. That man shouldn't be cluttering up the wave bands when there are vital issues to be aired.
Well, he was only an ordinary bloke, wasn't he, sir?
Oh, pardon my holistic error. Excuse me while I nip down my well of personal experience and revitalize myself in the stream of common consciousness. Yes, that's better. Oh, yes, I see it. Yin-yang. Action and reaction. That bloke's dribble was as a counterbalance for my own clarity of thought when I said, turn that rubbish off.
You always like this, sir.
Why should I be categorised as being like this merely because I'm telling it like it is?
Look, mate, I don't know what you're on about, but I'm here to sell radios.
My poor fellow, does that summarise your lot? I am a seller of radios, period. I would like to take issue with you on your limited vision of yourself. Now, my good fellow, what are you doing here?
Selling radios.
No, no, what are you doing here on this earth? What is your prime function?
Sell more radios.
That, at least, would be ambition. No, try again. My meaning eludes you. You sell radios, right?
Yes.
Now, what do radios do?
Play music.
Yes, and?
News bulletins.
And?
Well, I say the Damon, innit?
Is it? We'll let that pass. Now, we had reached a point where your description of a radio's function encompassed music, news, and, for the nonce, in parenthesis, entertainment.
Are you from an home of some kind?
An home? An home? I see. Now you postulate my voluntary commitment to some asylum or psychiatric outpatients, possibly. Far from it, young man. What I am driving at are bigger issues. Radios are for communications.
I suppose so, yeah.
Well, supposed, at last. Now, young man, do you not see? Is that not clear now? Your life is not fettered to the humdrum of this counter. You should conceive your life as that of a bringer of tidings, a purveyor of communications, the very fabric of our human soul. You could, if you chose with reason, liken yourself to Hermes himself, the patron of merchants and messengers. Yes, young man, a veritable Greek god. I sell radios, indeed. You mock yourself. Now, suddenly, doesn't everything, a purpose, become clearer to you?
Oh, yes, sir. It does, as a matter of fact, yes.
Good, good. Splendid fellow. Now, having been at pains to establish some kind of rapport, please, could you mend this radio?
What's wrong with it?
The socket for the power plug has come adrift.
Ah, sounds simple enough, yeah. You bought the machine from us, did you?
Yes.
Oh, I don't think so, sir.
What?
No, we don't stock that model, I'm afraid.
I did buy it here.
No, sir, 2E, yes, but this is a 2EL. We don't stock them, sir.
You did?
Never.
Really? So hard-won rapport is cast to the wind. Well, it just so happens that I'm ahead of you this time. I've had trouble of this kind here before. Not only in this shop, but in this country in general. Avoidance of responsibility is as English as toasted muffins.
Toasted what, sir?
I shall ignore that. You will not destroy my flow. I have a sales docket here headed Studio Sounds. This is Studio Sounds, isn't it?
Yes, sir, but there are several studios.
One for 2 Greencroft Place, London, England, the universe, the world.
Yes.
It states quite clearly, sold on the 8th of January, 1980, one cassette recorder number 2EL.
Could I have a look at that, sir? Oh, yes. Oh, yes, I see, sir. There has been an error.
Good. So if you would effect the repair...
Repair? No, I can't do that, sir. You see, there's the error. It says number 2EI, not L, that's an I.
No, good try, but I'm afraid not. There is no such thing as a model 2EI or 2E1. That, my lad, is an L. Here is the maker's catalogue.
Well, no one in this shop would have written it. 2EL. We don't sell them. Never have.
Well, they did.
But?
Yeah?
We never sold 2ELs, have we?
Never heard of them.
This gentleman, Mr. Fang, was here with me at the time and was a witness to the sale.
Yes, I came with this gentleman and took the Polaroid of him buying the Ricardo in this shop.
Now, wriggle out of that.
All right, look, we're very busy at the moment. I can't take one of my electronic engineers off whatever he's doing just to do a little thing like that. But I'll tell you what, you leave it with us and I'll do my best for you.
When would it be ready?
Oh, 9 months.
No. Now, look here. I rang this shop before bothering to come down here with precognition of your obstructive policies, and your managing director, Mr. Kyle's Plate, said this. May I use your machine?
Yes, sir. Just bring it in and we'll fix it in a jiffy, as you're an old customer.
Oh, why didn't you say you're an old customer? Oh.
You mean bringing back the recorder, the receipt, a manufacturer's catalogue, a witness of the sale and a Polaroid flash of the event was insufficient evidence. And had I not had the foresight to record my conversation with your managing director, I would have completely wasted my time?
Frankly, yes, sir.
So I surmised. Now, I have to warn you and all your staff that this shop is surrounded by armed men. Kindly inform all your workmates that I wish to have words with them.
Sorry, sir. Tea break.
Now, I am loath to use firearms, but my experience with British industry in general has forced me into this position. Your job, each one of you, is to sell hi-fi equipment and to provide a reasonable after-sale service as written out in your guarantees. This is not a tricky job. It does not require years of painstaking research, hours of book learning, or supreme physical fitness. You are paid a reasonable wage, otherwise you presumably would not be fools enough to be here at all. Am I right?
Now,
given that, why will you not enhance your own lives and those of people around you by rendering the services to which, by your presence, you lay claim?
Well, why should we?
I beg your pardon?
Well, who do you think you are?
Ah, you again. Just read the name at the top of that sales docket.
Mr. Armageddon.
Correct. And... better luck in your next incarnation. Mr. Fang, let us leave.